Hello, 7-Eleven, Ina Road.
Hello, this is Mark from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Yes.
I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey, and I need to speak to the customer that I just saw come in the door through the cameras, because I'm watching your every move.
Okay.
And they'll get a free Slurpee or something.
Okay, so you want me to get you a customer?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be epic.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
I have a customer.
Oh, great. I can't wait.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, this is Kevin from the 7-Eleven promotions department.
Hi.
Hi, and it turns out that you are our millionth customer.
Wow.
And you get a quick shopping spree there tonight.
Sure. Oh, okay.
And okay, so what you have to do is on the count of three, I want you to set the phone down real quick and run around the store, and you have 30 seconds, and the employee's going to yell at you when the 30 seconds is up. And just grab all the... I'm sorry?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
We do this at every location on the millionth customer.
Oh, okay, sounds good.
Okay, so on the count of three, run around the store and pick up everything you can. And only you, like you can't have any of your friends do it. It's just you.
Yeah.
And everything you can grab in your arms, that's what you get to take with you tonight.
Oh, okay, sounds good.
Okay, ready. On your marks. Yeah. One, two... Three, go! Run!
Oh, wait, seriously?
Yes, yes.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, ma'am, what's he doing right now?
Get your groove on, girl.
I'm sorry, can you come in the store?
Yes, I'm calling from the corporate office. What's that customer doing right now?
Can you come store?
No, I'm calling from the corporate office on the mainland. What's the customer doing right now?
You know what? I'm sorry. Excuse me. You know what? If you're from the corporate office,
yeah,
then this is really unfair. You're laughing, and this is a fucking joke, isn't it?
No. No, I'm a Christian. I don't joke.
Never mind. Get lost. Goodbye.
You're a sweetheart.
Ma'am, this is no joke.
Snowplow show. Snowplow show.
Okay, bitch.
Snowplow show. Roy.
What?
Roy.
Okay, fucking Doug.
Steve Dave.
Fucking Doug.
Oh, fuck you, lady.
Turnwinder? Okay.
Ma'am.
Blue.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. Ma'am.
Blue.
Goodbye.
Dabalina.
Hello?
How many fingers? Roy, long shits on the toilet. Ma'am.
Hello?
This is the grooming manager. How can I help you?
Hello?
Who the hell are you?
Steve Dave.
No. You're not making a lot of sense. Sense.
My wiener.
What the fuck is that?
You don't say that word.
You are some kind of asshole.
Bob Dabalina. Bob Dabalina.
Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, bitch.
Have you ever been fucked in the ass?
How dare you talk to this dog like that? Heard, blinder?
Fucked in the ass.
Blue.
Ma'am.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. Ma'am.
Blue.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. This is Sensei Doug.
What?
Sensei fucking Doug.
Who's the good boy? Who's the good boy? Who's the good boy, Westy? Is it you? Are you the good boy, Westy?
Roy, Steve Dave, Bob Dabalina, go suck a dick. Roy, Steve Dave, Bob Dabalina, go suck a dick. Listen, Westy, you little shit.
Turnwinder? Okay.
I think you're full of shit.
Cactus, motherfucker. Welcome to the Snowplow Show, everyone. Today is August 28th, 2017, and this is episode 391 of the Snowplow Show. Holy crap, almost 400 shows. That's pretty crazy. Today's episode is sponsored by FOD87. Thanks, FOD87, for being a supporter on the Patreon. You know, I'm kind of behind on this Patreon thing. Like, I'm supposed to take all the names of the supporters each month. and add them to the sponsor list, and I've been really bad about that lately, so if you haven't heard me mention your name as a sponsor on the show, I'm sorry, it's my fault. I really suck at keeping everything up to date, and there's quite a few of you, like you're supporting the show with $50 or more per month, which is just insane to me, but I really appreciate it, thanks everyone. People like Scott and Lion4 and Andrew Don Farquimi. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that one right, but someone told me just recently that that's a character name from Shrek, which I completely forgotten about. Also, Lisa Marie, James S4, Nikish, I'm sure I pronounced that one wrong, and FOD87, of course, and Derek J, and El Diablo. You guys are all awesome for supporting the show and not yelling at me a bunch for just kind of ignoring you and not making you sponsors of the show. I will soon, though, I promise. We also have one brand new supporter in the past week. It's Sam. Thanks, Sam, for supporting the show. I really need to update that Patreon list. So hey, I've got some breaking news. This was just posted on Facebook maybe 10 hours ago.
Choppers trapped inside of an area Walmart as shots are fired in the parking lot.
Holy
officers
shit.
Shoot and kill a man they say was armed with a blunt object.
Wow.
41 Action News reporter Andres Gutierrez live in
Olathe. That'd be crazy to go to Walmart and just see someone shot dead in front of you.
Where police want to know exactly how all of this started, Andres.
So this news story has nothing to do with phone calls or anything on the show recently, but do you guys remember Murdoch? Murdoch's been in a lot of previous shows. He was on the phone show every once in a while. He did all of those movie theater calls with me, and he is in this news story. He's like the witness on the street that got interviewed. And the best part is that he's wearing a PLA t-shirt. He probably wears it every single day.
The police.
There was a ruckus. People running.
That's Murdoch right there. Can you describe the ruckus, Murdoch?
Chasing each other.
Graham Murray stopped by the store on K7 Sunday night.
Dropping his docs, everyone. Graham Murray is Murdoch's real name.
I stepped 1 foot back inside. Pop, 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 pop. 4. At least that's what I heard was 4.
Wow. Police say the 50-year-old suspect...
He sat there and counted the pops. Good job, Murdoch.
...was carrying a large blunt object. Officers ordered him to...
You guys remember a few months ago I was calling random 7-Elevens? For a show I was doing, I think it's when I was telling people at 7-Eleven that I was on the roof hanging out, maybe, or hanging out in the cooler. And it was Murdoch. He worked at a 7-Eleven. He's just like, hey, Brad, whatever you're doing, keep me out of it. That was amazing.
Drop it, but he refused.
So now you all know his name and where he works. You're welcome for that, Murdoch.
According to police, officers tried less lethal ways.
Here's another clip of him. Like, he's not just in one little clip. They didn't interview a bunch of people. They only interviewed Murdoch.
Fatally wounding him.
I saw taser leads on the... on the pavement. Just figured that the
Did you
dude
pick
got
him up?
Tased and taken down.
Should have picked him up.
Didn't think he was killed.
Souvenir.
I came in the store, perfectly fine, nothing.
Wait, so they tased him and that killed him, or did they tase him and then shoot him? Now I'm kind of curious.
Happening. Leave the store.
Ah, look at this lady. She's a silhouette. She's afraid to have her face on the news, unlike Murdoch.
Off the list this year.
Hey, man, I lived in New York City for 7 years. And
there he goes again, talking about New York City, like he always does.
I never experienced violence firsthand. Last night was the first time.
And now the officers...
Oh, and they chopped off his words right there. I can read his lips. He was saying, Baba Booey, PLA rules, Cactus Cactus, but they muted him.
Involved in the shooting are on paid leave. That's standard procedure. Reporting live in Olathe, Andres Gutierrez, 41 Action News.
Yep. So if any of you would like to see Murdoch on video in his PLA shirt talking to the news, this is like a 2-minute news clip. I'll put it in the show notes if you want to see it. Good old Murdoch. He's always turning up everywhere. He's like the most dedicated stalker ever. He gets a job at 7-Eleven because he knows that eventually I will prank him there. That was genius, Murdoch. You know, once, a long time ago, I got Murdoch kicked out of a hacker convention. It was Freaknik in Memphis, Tennessee, and I don't think he's allowed back there. I don't think they'll let him back. Or maybe they will by now. That was over 10 years ago. But I fucked with their phones in a pretty major way, and then I left, and then Murdoch got, you know, questioned by the cops and thrown out of the convention. It was hilarious.
Those who think getting a car phone is not for them, whatever the reason, haven't kept up with the booming industry of cellular radio telephones. Scenes like this are becoming commonplace in U.S. cities where cellular is available today. This revolution in communications could make it possible for more and more people to have a phone in their car, or even one that travels with you. Like this unique cellular portable made by Motorola, which weighs only 30 ounces. Right now, businessmen and women are major users of radio telephones where cellular is in service. But more people will take advantage of cellular as its benefits become apparent. Eventually, seeing people using cellular phones may seem as commonplace as someone checking time on an electronic watch, figuring on an electronic calculator, or programming on an electronic computer. Industry watchers say there are only a few thousand cellular phones in use right now, but that number is expected to grow considerably within the next few years during the cellular revolution.
I have a list here from someone named Roland. He wants me to do a bunch of those Royco lawn service calls, the ones where I'm like, whoops, I accidentally sprayed poison all over your lawn. Whoopsie, my bad. He wants me to do a bunch of those, so he sent me a big list for it. He says, hey Brad, I've spent a careful amount of time honing this list to make it the most amazing list of numbers, full of real winners. And I'm kind of curious about how he created this list, because they're mostly in a certain area, but then some of them are in completely different states. So I'm going to have to change my caller ID a few times throughout this whole thing. I must tell you, these numbers will be ideal candidates for anything True Green related. I can't tell you exactly why, but please trust me on this and use the lawn killer one a lot. So it's going to be all Roland's fault that every call on this show is going to be more or less the same. He says, I promise, promise, it will be amazing. He wrote promise in there twice. So if this sucks, at the end of this show, I'm going to give out Roland's home phone number. I've included a PDF and Excel formats of the numbers because I know in the past you've liked that. I know I used to bitch a lot about the whole Excel thing. Excel's a lot easier now since we have Google Docs that automatically just pull up when I click on them. And same thing with the PDFs. You know, they just open up in Doc Hub and I can sit here and cross numbers out and stuff. Things have really come a long way since I was bitching about that last. I don't even have Microsoft Office on any of my computers anymore. When you do this show, let me know what I can do for you. Amazon gift card? PayPal? I'm happy to contribute to the operation. All the best, Roland. What the hell, Roland? You never heard of the Patreon at patreon.com/phonelosers, where you can sign up to get extra shows every week, and sometimes videos before they're released. But sending me lists, that's good enough. You don't have to send money. Just send me awesome lists like this one. Assuming this is an awesome list, this might be a shitty list. Let's call a few of them and find out. I have faith in Roland. Ah, this first one, it doesn't even have an address on it. What the hell, Roland? By the way, Roland, I think this is the same Roland that sent me some music loops a while back. So most likely, I'm using his music loops right now. So thank you, Roland, for creating these.
This is Jim. You've reached my voicemail.
I appreciate that much more than a True Green list without addresses on it. Now, there's addresses on most of these, just on some of them, they're blank for some reason. But this one, it has the address. Maybe the ones without the address, I'll do something different with those.
Hi, this is David. Please leave your message.
Okay, Dave's not here, man. I don't know about this list. People aren't picking up. This is my fourth number. I am calling in the middle of the day. I was going to do these on Saturday or Sunday, but some stuff came up. Sunshine drugged me to some balloon festival at 5 in the morning so we could launch hot air balloons. Thanks a lot, Sunshine. Oh, and another problem is that a lot of the numbers in this list, they're not, like, in the Rockport, Texas area, you know, the place that just got hit by a hurricane. But a lot of them are, like, you know, 30 or 45 minutes from Rockport. So the phones could just be down right now, or, you know, maybe they're just busy with the whole flooding thing.
Hello, this is Ted.
Oh, hey, Ted. This is Steve Dave with Royco's Lawn Service. And
Yes, I cannot talk right now.
Okay, well, I need to let you know, we accidentally sprayed your lawn. We were supposed to do the neighbors, and we accidentally did yours, so sorry about that.
You did our lawn. What did you do?
Well, we sprayed it, and we did a bunch of landscaping. We added some bushes. It looks nice.
No, you didn't. You got the wrong, you have the wrong number.
What do you
mean? You didn't do it at my house. This is Ted.
Yeah,
48 Road.
Yeah, that's the address we have, and that's where I just left. I just came from there, and I accidentally...
Where'd you put the bushes?
You know,
where'd you put the bushes?
Just randomly in the yard. They wanted it to look, you know, natural and random.
Okay, I didn't notice that. I mean, I just drove up. I just walked in front of my house. I didn't notice any new bushes.
Oh, you're there right now?
Well, I was a couple of minutes ago. I'll be there in a few minutes.
Well,
let
bushes,
me call you back.
The bushes are mostly alongside the house, but the problem is that we sprayed...
What city are you talking about?
Rockwall.
Okay, yeah, that's my city.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
the same address.
Let me call you back.
The same address
of a meeting.
You gave me. No, your meeting's not important. We sprayed lawn killer on your lawn, so your grass is going to fall out.
Oh, come on.
I'm so sorry. This is embarrassing. It was like the neighbor, he put the wrong address on there. And, you know, we sprayed the entire lawn with grass killer.
Okay, I'll get back with you. Thank you.
Well, why can't you just talk to me now? Ah, jeez. I don't know if I should call him back. Yeah, I'm going to make a note in here. And the address he gave me, thank God he gave me the address, because the address that Roland gave me is completely wrong. And I don't remember which address he said. It's the right city, just the wrong street address. This next one's a female, so you know she'll be home. She'll be in the kitchen, you know, just baking things and watching soap operas, like all women do. So hopefully she'll be able to hear the phone over the sound of the blender. Ah, and it's busy. She must be on the phone gossiping with her friends while she bakes and watches soap operas. Damn it, Linda. So it looks like I'm done with the ones that are in Texas, so we're going to move on to other states and other area codes where my phone number is still 420-6969.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Hey, this is Steve Dave from Royco's Tree Service and Lawn and Yards.
Okay.
And I needed to let you know that we accidentally sprayed your lawn. We were supposed to do a neighbor's lawn.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. It was an accident.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you spray it with?
It's called Grass Killer.
Okay.
And it's not gonna kill your entire lawn, just the part we sprayed, which is a significant portion of the front.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I was.
Because we live here full time, so it's going to die here soon, is what you're saying.
Well, not all of it. Like, okay, so I used the spray, and I sprayed in giant block letters. This is so embarrassing. I got the wrong house. See, my wife's been cheating on me, and I wrote in the why would he hang up? I was in the middle of explaining.
Hey, please stop calling me now.
Okay, well, no, I just needed to explain to you. I wrote the word whore.
You don't need to explain anything more to me. Just give me your company's name again.
Well, I already did. I wrote the word whore in your front lawn because I thought
Can you give me your company's name again, please?
I thought my wife was having sex with you, sir. And I'm sorry that I... he just hangs up on me. Whatever. On this next one, there's an extra note on it, and it says, "This guy will be amazing, so keep trying if he doesn't pick up." Hello?
Yes?
Oh, hey, is this Doug?
Yes?
Hey there, this is Steve Dave from Royco's Lawn Service, and I needed to let you know that I accidentally...
Call this number again.
Hey, I'm trying to tell you something, and I'm your neighbor.
My neighbor, John...
No. Look, if you'll just listen to me without yelling, I'll explain it. I'm not trying to sell you anything, sir. I'm telling you about a mistake we made. We accidentally sprayed your lawn.
Did you put any flags down to show it?
No, because we made a mistake and we didn't want to call attention to it. But I'm calling you to let you know that we accidentally sprayed your lawn with lawn killer. So, I'm sorry about that. We were supposed to do your neighbor, and we got the address mixed up. Hello? Doug? 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 Why aren't you speaking? I don't know if he hung up or what, but I'm going to call him right back. I can understand how I might sound like a telemarketer in the beginning. I should figure out a better way to word all of this. Well, shit, I was promised this guy would be amazing. I feel so lied to. Well, that really sucks. I really wanted to talk to that guy. That's the second person that hasn't picked up where he left a note that says this will be amazing. But don't worry, Roland, I'm going to come back to this list. And I'm not going to cross this guy out. I'm going to put a note on here that I called him, and he just kept hanging up. So I will call him back and try another premise or something in a few days or next week or something. Here, let's try Ted back. He's the one that was in a meeting. At least he was picking up, though.
Hello.
Hi, Ted. Are you done with your meeting?
I am.
Yay.
Why do you have so many different places your phone's coming from? What's the deal?
Oh, we have a lot of burner phones here. It's just something we do here in the industry.
What's the name of your company?
It's Royco Lawn Service and Trees and Yards. So,
okay.
Like the grass killer that I sprayed in there... It's only going to be a small portion of the front yard.
Okay.
Because I spelled out like a word in the yard.
And I hope it wasn't a bad word.
It's, well, I mean, you're allowed to say it on radio, at least. It's not super bad.
Let me see.
But, like, the problem is, I've been having these marital problems, and my wife's been cheating on me, and I thought she was cheating on me with you.
Yeah?
So,
oh, great.
So, yeah, I wrote whore in your front yard and grass killer. So
okay, well, you know, just a second. You know, I don't see anything on the side of my house.
Oh, no. The bushes, that's what we were supposed to do.
Oh.
Yeah, forget about that.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So we just, I sprayed in big block letters. It's just going to say whore across your front lawn, but it's going to be written in dirt because uh-huh. listen, because she's a dirty whore. Get it?
Uh-huh. So you was 48?
Yeah, yep, that's the one.
Wow.
Yep, yeah, sorry about that. This is such an embarrassing mix-up.
Yeah. So what can we do about this?
Well, I can sell you a grass fertilizer, kind of like an antidote. Yeah. It'll probably take the rest of the season to grow it all back so it doesn't say whore anymore.
No kidding.
Yeah, oh, we can do your lawn. It's just $30 a month. It's pretty cheap. Pretty cheap price.
No, I mean, I'll wait till the word comes out and I'll do it myself. But thanks.
Oh, you know what they say about people who do their own yard work? You have a fool for a yard work person. That's our slogan.
Yeah, well, sorry. I don't think we're going to do that. But thanks anyway. I appreciate it.
Okay, well, I don't see why you can't just have us fix it. Okay, one more call. I'm just going to call him one more time.
Yes.
Oh, hey, we got disconnected. I wasn't done yet. I needed to let you know I'm going to send you a bill for $27. That's for the grass killer stuff.
Okay, you do that.
Well, no, I'm serious because someone has to pay for this, right. And we didn't even get the right house.
I'm serious. You're going to have a heck of a time getting it from me.
Well, you need to stop being such a deadbeat and pay your bills. Whatever, Ted. What a nice guy, though. He doesn't even get pissed when you kill his lawn. He's just like, whatever, I'll fix it myself. I'm a do-it-yourselfer. That's how everyone should be when I call him with these wacky situations. They shouldn't care about their lawn so much. I mean, who cares if your front lawn says whore in it? Don't be so uppity.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Rhodes?
Uh-huh.
Hey there, this is Steve Dave from Roy Co's Tree Service, and I needed to let you know we accidentally sprayed your lawn today.
I don't have a lawn.
Well, I know, but we sprayed in the lawn area.
Okay, who are you with?
I'm with Roy Co's Tree Service and Lawn and Yards Service.
I've never hired you guys before.
Yeah, you've never used us. I mean, we put a flyer on your door, but, you know, you couldn't be bothered to call us back and use our services. But, yeah, we accidentally sprayed some stuff.
Excuse me, how do you accidentally spray, and what the fuck do you mean I couldn't be bothered?
Well, you know,
I'm not even in town.
We spent all that money on those door hangers, and you didn't even call back. You probably just threw it in the trash.
I wasn't home. I haven't been home.
Okay.
I'm traveling.
Well, yeah, this is a long time ago. This is long before you're traveling. But
how would you know when I'm traveling? Can you give me your name and number and the name of your company?
Well, listen, you don't need to be all snippety with me. I'm just trying to let you know about a mistake we made.
And what did you spray?
Well, it's like an enhancer thing, a performance enhancing for grass. Basically, it's...
Can you give me your name of your company, please?
Yeah, I already did. It's Roy Co's Tree Service and Lawn and Yards. Service.
And your name?
Incorporated. My name is Steve Dave.
And your phone number?
It's on your caller ID. Just look at your caller ID. It's right there. Come on.
I asked your phone number.
Well, it's a time saver. Just look on your caller ID, lady.
I'm talking to you.
I know you are.
What is your name?
And I'm responding. This is Steve Dave. Still. I already told you that.
You are the biggest asshole I have ever heard from.
What?
Do not call back.
Why would you say that to me? What a horrible thing to say. Shit, you guys, I didn't even get to the good part. Or actually, I don't know what to say if they don't have a lawn. This is actually the second time I've come across this problem, where they're just like, I don't have a lawn. And the last one I did, it wasn't funny. I'm sure I'm going to delete that out of the show. This one, at least she cursed at me.
Hi, this is Lori. Please leave me a message.
Now she's not picking up. But I'm going to be sneaky. I'm going to change my phone number. And it's totally going to fool her. I'll just tell her I'm calling from one of the many burner phones that our company has. Oh, I'm hearing that beep. She's on the other line. Wonder who she's on the phone with.
Hi, this is Lori.
I ought to start sending invoices to these people's address. Say, hey, you owe me $23 for that poison. Give me a call if you disagree. That won't get me in any trouble.
Hi, this is Lori.
All right, she's just not picking up. She refuses to pick up. She keeps hitting the fuck you button. Damn it, I feel like I'm really failing with this list. I'm sorry, Roland. It's all my fault. I'm not really blaming you for any of this.
Hello?
Hello, Anne?
Yes.
Hey, this is Steve Dave. I'm with Royco's Lawn Service, and I needed to let you know we accidentally sprayed your lawn this weekend over there on Freeze.
Which house?
I was number 8.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, we just accidentally sprayed a little bit of grass killer in the front lawn area. Not all of it, just part of it.
Hmm.
So, sorry about that. It was just, we got the wrong house number.
And why did they want to kill their grass?
It was actually a kind of a personal project of mine. I sent my employees over there to do it. I thought we had the wrong address, that's all.
So what should I expect?
They used the grass killer to write a word in the front lawn. This is so embarrassing. See, I've been having marital problems, and I thought my wife was cheating on me with someone at your house. So we wrote the word whore in your front.
Who is this?
Oh no, I'm completely serious, ma'am. I'm so embarrassed about the whole thing. Yep, so any day now, maybe a couple days, it's going to say whore and dirt in your front lawn.
Okay, but what are you going to do about it?
I'm just calling to apologize, and I just want you to know it wasn't directed at you. It's just a mistake. I thought it was my wife, soon-to-be ex-wife.
And what's your name?
My name is Steve Dave.
Hmm, who's your wife?
Jennifer.
Huh.
Do you know her?
No.
Wait, was I right? Like, you know her?
No, I don't know her, but why did you think, who do you think she's having an affair with?
What's your husband's name?
Craig.
No, not him. Yeah, I think we just had the wrong address. It was just a few houses down. Do you know a guy named, do you know a guy named Gary?
Gary. I don't.
He's a homewrecker. Watch out for that guy.
Well, she was a part of it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sure Jennifer was a part of it.
Oh, yeah, she was. That's why I was writing whore in your front lawn.
Oh, lovely. Well, I just had a baby shower on Sunday, Saturday.
Okay.
What day do you think you sprayed it? We were home all day. Wouldn't we have seen you?
They just came over real quick and wrote whore in the front lawn, and they did it kind of like early hours, like I think it wasn't quite light outside yet.
Okay.
And I didn't come and do it myself. I had to stay behind and establish an alibi.
Okay.
So, yep, it was just a simple, honest mistake. Sorry.
Hmm. Well, I'm sure my neighbors and my priest, who is coming for dinner next week, will appreciate seeing that.
Oh, he'll probably see the humor in it. I mean, come on, it's kind of funny when you think about it.
Hmm. He does have a good sense of humor, so.
Yep.
Okay. Probably, well, thanks for the heads up.
Probably drinks, too, doesn't he?
Yes, he does have a few cocktails, yes.
Yep, I knew it. I can tell.
Okay, well, we'll be on the lookout.
Okay, do you want to buy our services where we can come over and put something in the part? What is so funny about this?
I wouldn't have it redone?
Yeah, I think the word whore will always be there because it'll be like a different shade of grass. It'll probably be there for years. But we could at least put grass there,
Okay, well, let me talk to the whore about it first and see what she wants to do about it.
The whore's my wife. How would you?
I know.
So you do know her. You are involved
no,
with her.
No, I don't know. I don't know her, but
oh, that's weird.
I will try to meet her.
Because why would you want to meet her?
And I'm going to make her pay for it.
Why should she pay for it?
Because it was directed at her.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that'll be actually kind of awesome. That'll help my whole revenge plan.
Yeah.
If you try and sue her or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good idea. Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Okay. Well, I have a good divorce attorney if you're looking for one.
Ah, no. No, I think I'm just going to hit the road. I'm just going to disappear.
That's the easiest way.
Start a new life. Fuck all this lawyer bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you. I hope you have a good day. Give your pastor hugs for me. Wow, that one was embarrassing. I'm going to stop doing the whore thing because, I don't know, I think that makes them realize it's a joke. These people don't have time for jokes. And I'm so confused about the addresses on these. There's like, you know, the address is in one state, the phone number's in another state. There's several of them like that. It really confuses me. What the hell, Roland? It makes my whole spoofing thing much more complicated. I don't know which area code to use.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Donner?
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Donner.
Yes.
Hey, this is Steve Dave from Royco's Lawn Service, and I needed to let you know that we accidentally sprayed your lawn.
We don't have a lawn. You can take me off your list. Hello?
Hey, stupid. When I said lawn, I meant the greenery, you know, all that shrubbery stuff, all that really gay-ass-looking stuff you have around your house. So I'm just letting you know that we accidentally put some spray on that over the weekend. I'm not trying to sell you anything. It's not a list.
Okay, I'm not clear. You're saying, where are you working in the neighborhood? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we got the wrong address, and we did your house by mistake. I was just trying to explain that to you. You didn't have to be a bitch about it and hang up on me like
that. No, I have had three... Never mind, sorry. Okay, excuse me.
Yeah, you
I'm
should
sorry,
be.
I apologize because...
You stupid bitch.
Well, okay, so can you just tell me where you have sprayed or what I can do about that?
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, there's pretty much nothing you can do. It was kind of like a shrubbery killer type stuff. So,
but if it's a shrubbery killer and it is sprayed into my shrubs, then what should I be doing?
Well, there's nothing you can do about it. It's gonna. We were trying to carve a word into the side of the shrubs because we made a mistake. We thought you were a different neighbor. So it's just going to kind of, it's going to, there's just going to be kind of something written along the side there, and you're just going to have to replant the shrubs, I guess.
Well, wait, what company is this?
I'm with Royco's Lawn and Tree and Shrub Service and Yards.
Okay. Well, hold on just a second, okay? Because, it's Royco, can you spell it for me?
Sure, it's R...
Uh-huh.
R like as in, are you listening? O as in possum.
Uh-huh.
Y as in you.
Okay.
C as in Q. And O as in possum again.
Okay. R-O-Y-Q?
Oh, no, C.
Right?
No, C as in Q.
What?
No, letter C as in Q. You know, like a pool?
Okay,
like
so
a pool
Roy,
cue?
Okay, so Roy... C.
Yep. C is in Q. And then O is in O face.
I'm sorry. It's really hard. I'm in a really bad space, so it's hard for me to hear you. What was the last part?
O as in O face.
Okay. Roy C O?
Yeah, like company.
Okay. Is there a phone number that I could talk to somebody?
Yeah, it's on your caller ID, dummy. Just look at your caller ID. It's right there. Durr.
Okay. When was it sprayed? Can you tell me that?
It was over the weekend. We sprayed the word whore into the shrubbery, so that's going to be the area. It's going to turn brown with that word in it, but eventually it's going to fall out. But again, it was a mistake. It wasn't directed at you. It was directed at someone else.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, you don't have to be such a dick about it, you know? I was just trying to call and do the right thing.
Hold it. You don't need to be aggressive with me either.
You mean you were with me at first when I called
what?
In and you hung up on me and like yelled at me like, take me off your list.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Why don't you just learn how to talk to people on the phone? Okay, so her husband's number is also on here and it's labeled as the bitch's husband. That's why I kept saying the B word. Because Roland, he wrote notes on here and says, she's a real bitch. Oh, and I looked on Google Street View. I put their address into Street View and found out why they don't have a lawn, like she said. And it's because she has that shrubbery stuff all over the lawn. Like, their house is kind of on a hill. It'd be impossible to mow if it was a lawn. So it's like that stuff, you know, like bushes, but not really bushes. She didn't seem that bad, though, did she?
Hello?
Hi, Bill?
Yes.
Hey, it's Steve Dave from Royco. I talked to your wife a little bit ago about the the shrubbery incident.
About the what?
The shrubbery incident. Did she tell you about that yet?
Is this the watering?
Oh, no, I'm with Royco's tree and lawn and shrubbery service.
No, I haven't heard of that. Did this happen today?
Oh, yeah, well, over the weekend, we sprayed some shrubbery killer on the shrubs by accident.
Okay.
We meant to do a yard down the street a bit, and we accidentally got your address instead.
Okay.
So
did you kill anything?
Well, it's gonna turn all brown on a certain part of the shrubs.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and then it's eventually all gonna just die and fall out. Yeah, you might want to plant some new shrubs. Sorry about that.
Yeah, well, you're paying for it, right?
No, it's not like we did the entire shrubbery area.
What was it? You did our yard, but you weren't supposed to.
Well, yeah, we were supposed to do one just a little bit down the street, and
so you trespassed on our house, our yard, right?
Well, it's like right there by the road. It's right there by the road. Well, it's not really trespassing. There's not like there's a fence.
Oh, you didn't come onto our property?
Well,
and you didn't damage any of our shrubs on our property?
Well, no, we totally damaged them. We wrote a word in the side of the shrubs because we thought it was someone else's house.
Okay, well, I have a question. If they're damaged or ruined,
mm-hmm.
Why would I pay for it?
Well, no, I'm not asking
why
you to...
Why would I pay for it?
I'm not asking you to pay.
No, why would I have to...
No, we're not going to charge you.
I'm not paying you.
That would be silly.
No, you're not going to... No, why are you not paying for it?
We're doing it for free. We killed the shrubs for free. Like, we're not... I mean, we are paying for it. We have to pay for the poison.
Oh, wait a second. You did our yard. You weren't supposed to.
Yeah, it's an accident. It's just a simple mistake.
Okay,
just
Okay, I need... Look, I'm going to get a pen. I'm going to get the name of your company.
This again. Because I already talked to your wife. She took all this down.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I'll take it, and I'll just double-check it. If you're liable, you're going to pay or be sued. And if you're
not
liable, we'll drop it.
I don't think we're liable.
Okay.
We probably won't have to pay.
As long as you've got the money to pay for a lawyer, you don't have a problem.
Well, no. I don't think we'll have to go that route.
Oh, yeah. Sure we will. Because if anything is damaged... by accident,
mm-hmm.
You're going to pay for it.
We didn't kill all the shrubs. We just wrote a word
because
in the side of the shrubs.
I wouldn't care if you killed three leaves. If you did something...
Well, if you wouldn't care, then why are you getting so upset about it?
You have to take responsibility. If you did something you're not supposed to, and if you caused damage of any type...
Well, it wasn't me. It was one of my employees. They got the address wrong.
What difference does it make? It's your company.
We did this...
Okay, got the message.
Yeah,
okay.
We did this early in the morning.
Lawyer. As long as you got enough money for a lawyer, you're fine.
Okay, you know, you're getting really bent out of shape about some fucking shrubs, sir. They're just shrubs. It's not a big deal.
Well, but the point is, if you killed them, and I have to buy new ones, but it's not my fault.
Well, it's not my fault.
I would expect you to pay for it.
It's just an honest mistake, an honest neighborly mistake. You stupid asshole.
No. Feel free to do it, but the point is, a mistake. People pay for their own mistakes if they make them.
Well, it's not
my
mistake.
If I make a mistake, I own a business. If I make a mistake, I pay for my mistake.
Okay, well, you don't
That's
have to be
I'm
such
asking.
A little bitch about it, you know?
Like, so wait a second. Look, asshole, I already tried to talk to you nicely at the beginning.
Not really. You just yelled at me from the very beginning.
No, you have short attention span. At the beginning, I said, wait a second.
Oh, squirrel.
This is on my property. I know it was an accident. The point is, I'm not mad at you, and I didn't get mad at you. Why did you have an accident? People have accidents.
Well, it's my dumb employees. They wrote the word whore in the bushes.
Wait a second. It's your employee and it's your company. If I have a business, if one of my employees makes a mistake, do you think the employee pays for it or do you think the company pays for it?
Well, I think they should. I think you should sue the employees. Because, you know what, like Chad...
Well, I tell you what, I'll check with a lawyer, and if he agrees with you, you'll never hear from me
again.
Okay,
well, all we did was...
You will.
All we did was write the word whore in the shrubbery.
Like,
if
so,
you cause damage, that the way you describe it, if you cause some damage, it's going to die. Okay, if it's four leaves that nobody's going to see, it's no big deal. Thank you for calling. But I asked you about that. I said, wait a second. Shrubbery that it's going to die, you're going to have to, and you said you're going to have to replant something.
Yeah,
that
yeah, get to work.
That sounds to me by more than a few leaves.
Yeah.
Hey, if I'm wrong, I'll pay for it. If you're wrong, you'll pay for it.
If you're wrong,
okay.
If you're wrong,
if I damage
you
your car.
If you're
if
wrong,
I damage your
blah,
car.
Blah, 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 blah. Hey, shut up. If you're wrong, you should pay for the poison,
you're
too.
You're a fucking asshole.
You're an asshole. You won't even let me talk. I've been trying to talk. You just won't shut the fuck up. Oh, he still won't let me talk. Just hangs up on me. Well, they were fun, at least. I was almost starting to lose faith in this whole list thing. Man, that husband, he just refused to hear the part where we put the word whore in his shrubbery. Maybe since none of these people are home, maybe I should try the roofing thing. I mean, Roland told me to do the lawn thing, but I could try some roofing calls, maybe. Hello?
Yeah?
Oh, hello?
Yep, this is he.
Oh, hey, Gordon. This is Steve Dave. I'm with Royco's Tree Service. We accidentally sprayed your lawn over the weekend. By accident.
You sprayed my lawn over the weekend.
Yeah, we just we got the address wrong. We were supposed to do someone a little bit down the road a bit. And we accidentally sprayed your lawn.
When did that happen?
I think it was Saturday morning, like really early in the morning, like before it was light out. They were trying to work under the cover of dark, so they didn't get caught.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm sorry. I wouldn't kid.
And no, this is probably the most peculiar thing I've. So how did you get my number then?
We looked it up. We found a list on the internet. You know, we have access to lists since we're with a lawn care company, lawn care databases and stuff.
So, that's interesting because this is a newly acquired mobile number.
Oh, so, yeah. These work.
I'd be curious as to know what that list was.
Yeah, they work quick these days. I think it's like a list from the FCC. Somebody hacked into it and, you know, like every number registered has to go through them and... It's like a government surveillance thing.
So what address did you actually spray? Because I have a couple of addresses here.
Oh, are you at 7120?
7120?
Yeah, road.
Is that what you sprayed?
Yeah, that's the place we sprayed.
7120.
I think so, yeah. That's what it said. Like, the address was wrong, but I think they went to the wrong address, too.
I'm confused. So how did you get my name?
Well, it's in the database. We have like a reversed directory where we just put in the address and it tells us who lives there, and then we can do marketing stuff at them.
Well, that's not my address, so this is why I'm even more curious now.
Oh, weird. Yeah. Did it used to be your address?
No.
Oh, okay.
7120?
Well, great then. No problem. I guess.
Well, no, actually, it's of some concern. You see, I get random calls, someone calling me up saying they're somebody and they got my name and then my number and that they've randomly, accidentally sprayed my lawn.
Yeah, but it's not even your lawn.
I've got all kinds of questions.
Well, it's not even your lawn, though. You said it's the wrong address. So yeah, we'll just figure out who actually lives there and apologize to them instead.
So what's the name of your company?
It's Royco Lawn Service.
Where are you based?
We're out of Ferndale.
You're in Ferndale.
Yeah. Okay. But look, well, I don't have all day. You know, I got things to do.
No,
I got to do some lawns.
Sorry, man. You called me.
I know. I did.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't random. Right. Like, nope, it was not random. We called the number in the database, hooked up to that address.
Yeah, well, hooray for your database. I don't know.
Well, it's not my database.
Okay.
It's the FCC's database.
Have a great day, dude.
Well, hey, motherfucker, don't be condescending at me.
Pardon me?
I said don't
Did you just call me a name now?
Yeah, I called you a motherfucker because you were acting condescending toward me. So
dude, I just said have a good day.
Oh, yeah, but it's the way
listen,
you said it.
I'll tell you what. Hey, listen, dude, I'm trying to be respectful here. You called me.
Then what'd you say?
I'm like just
that?
Asking a couple of questions. You're getting all worked up.
Oh, no, I'm not getting worked up. I'm just saying, like, maybe you shouldn't have an attitude with people on the phone. No reason for that. You know, it's just a friendly call. Honest mistake. And then
I'm just trying to understand the nature of it all, okay?
And then you're being
There's a lot of scams running and whatnot, you know, and it's a non-published number. You called me up. I asked a couple questions. You're getting defensive.
No, I'm not getting defensive. No, you're the one getting defensive, motherfucker.
Let's start over and quit name-calling me. I haven't called you any names.
Yeah, but you thought it.
I thought it.
Yep, I can tell.
Okay, well, you know what? Honestly, have a good afternoon. I apologize if I sounded like I was being disrespectful. It was not my goal.
Okay. Well, I mean, you don't have to say that part so condescending and asshole-ish.
I'm saying that as honestly as I can.
Oh, yeah, but...
I don't know what you want me to do. Oh, I apologize.
Well, what are you apologizing for? I mean, like, I'm the one that sprayed your lawn by accident.
Well, apparently you didn't. That's what was kind of odd about it all.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Why are we still on the phone? Just hang up the phone.
Okay, hang it up. Okay, dude, I'll let you go.
Now you're going to call me dude. Whatever, asshole.
Oh, man.
Come on, you guys. Was I wrong about that? Wasn't he being kind of an asshole? I mean, you don't call some random stranger dude like that. Like, if you're just being friendly. He's not being friendly, he's being a dick. Anyway, that one was all Roland's fault, because the address was wrong, apparently. Way to go, Roland.
Hello, this is Steve.
Oh, hey, Steve. This is Dave from Royco Tree Service.
Yeah, how are you doing, Dave?
I'm okay. I just needed to let you know that we accidentally sprayed your lawn over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Out here in... What's the address that you accidentally sprayed?
It's on Way.
Okay,
We got some numbers transposed and, you know, just ended up doing the wrong address.
Oh, okay. Is it, anything I should be concerned about? Like, keep my dog off the yard? Or?
Oh, no, he should be fine. Our poison is dog-proof.
Oh, good. I think my wife would be happier if it wasn't dog-proof, but... I'm going to be kind of glad he's still around.
Wow, that's pretty dark. Holy shit.
I know.
Wow. Your wife's fucked up.
Excuse me?
I said your wife's pretty fucked up. If she wants your dog dead, I'd be sleeping with one eye open.
Yeah. What company are you with?
I already told you, Royco Tree Service.
Wow. Yeah. I'm much less impressed, man.
Why is that?
Who's your manager?
My boss's name is Ryan Jardina.
Okay. What's his phone number?
No, I don't know. It's just look at caller ID. It's on there. I'm calling from the business phone. But, yeah, it's just a portion of the front yard we sprayed the poison onto, the grass killer, I mean. So it's not like the entire lawn. It's just going to be a little bit of it.
Okay. Interesting.
No big deal.
And what was your name?
My name is Dave.
Dave.
Yep.
Okay. Appreciate it, Dave. Thanks.
Okay. Why are you being so weird about this? You're like, you were all friendly at first, and now all of a sudden you're kind of being a dick?
I don't know, man. Your service is just so spot on. I love it.
What does that mean?
How do I get you guys to come and do the rest of my yard?
Oh, we don't really want to do your yard because, you know, we saw your lawn and it's beyond saving.
Well, that's why I need you. Now more than ever.
No, I said beyond saving.
Also, oh,
we just don't want to because you live in a bad neighborhood.
We all can't be as rich as you.
No, it's not about money. It's just about, you know, having a shitty lawn or not.
Well,
lots of poor people have nice lawns.
Yeah, that's true. So.
All right, well, you're boring the shit out of me, so I'm going to hang up now.
Okay, appreciate it. Burn in hell, you faggot.
What? What? That was pretty dark too, you know? Hey, can you tell that kid in the background to shut the fuck up? Wow, holy crap. Him and his wife are both pretty fucked up. One of them wants the dog dead, the other one hates faggots. And his kid was right there in the room. These are some angry people. Man, I think I should just end there, but there is one last number left. I'm going to give this one a try. This is one of those that has a out-of-state area code. I actually had to look up the area code that this one's in. It's some weird area in Florida I've never heard of.
Hello?
Hi, Dara?
Yeah.
Dara, whatever. This is Steve Dave from Royco's Tree Service. I needed to let you know we accidentally sprayed your lawn over the weekend.
With and, what?
Well, it's kind of a grass eliminator, killer type stuff. But we didn't do the entire lawn. We just did a small portion of it, like in the front.
Okay. Okay.
So, yeah, sorry about that.
Anything I need to know about having my kids out there? Or?
Oh, no, it's completely kid safe and dog safe. Not cats, though.
Okay.
Yeah, something to do with, I don't know, cats. You know, cat stuff.
All right.
But yeah, we sprayed some, it's gonna kill the grass in the area that we sprayed. It's gonna turn yellow and eventually it'll fall out and it'll just be big patches of dirt.
Oh.
Yep. But not the entire thing, just the part that we sprayed. We sprayed a word into the front lawn. Okay. Like, we just got some numbers transposed and did the wrong lawn. So embarrassing.
I'm sorry, what?
We got the wrong address. We were supposed to do somebody else on East, and we accidentally did yours instead because the numbers were wrong.
Okay, so
yeah,
I'm so confused. Let me get my.
Oh, it's pretty easy to understand. We sprayed poison in your yard in the shape of words. Or just
so
one?
You were supposed to spray words on someone's yard.
Well, it's this is so embarrassing. I've been having problems with my marriage, and my wife's been cheating on me, and I thought you had the house that she was cheating on me at. And I told my workers this, but they transposed a couple digits, and they did the wrong lawn. They're like way up the street from you. They weren't supposed to do yours at all. So I'm really sorry.
This is the weirdest phone call I've ever received in my life.
Really?
Yes, really.
Oh. Huh. It doesn't seem that weird. I mean, it's just a simple, honest mistake. It's happened before.
That you're calling.
Yeah, just to let you know about the mistake. I felt bad because, I mean, I didn't want you to think that the slur that we put in the yard was directed at you.
But you're calling to tell me that you are going to vandalize someone else's property, and instead you vandalized my property.
Yeah, but by mistake, and it wouldn't have mattered because she's cheating on me. So what's she going to do? Like, I wrote the word...
Is this legit? Is this legit? Are you...
Yeah. No,
You're legitimately...
Yeah, I'm
you're
letting you know. I'm being nice.
Legitimately telling me, no, you were going to vandalize someone's property.
It's not vandalism.
And instead, you vandalize.
Yeah, it's just a lawn, though. It's not like it's property.
It's absolutely vandalism.
Yeah, but it's just the lawn. Like people, I don't know.
But it's not black and white. It's absolutely
green.
Vandalism. You decided
it's gonna be brown.
To vandalize someone's property.
It's not vandalism, though. This is a lawn. It's nature. You can't vandalize nature.
You absolutely can.
Well, that's
if
not what we're going for. We're just
specific we're, property.
Yeah. Well,
then it is vandalism.
Well, I'm sorry to involve you in
it's
what.
It's the
what
same
you,
as same as using spray paint.
No. This is much more potent than spray paint. This is. Industrial strength. But it's invisible, so that's the beauty of it. It's invisible, and then, you know, the lawn just falls out and spells a word. And then she knows she's caught. So we're gonna retry tonight at the correct address.
Oh my gosh. What do I do with this information? Do I call the police?
No, don't call the
what
police.
What do I do with this information?
No, you don't call the police when someone's being nice and just letting you know that they made an honest mistake.
You're not calling me to tell me that you're being nice. You're calling to tell me that you vandalized my property accidentally.
Yeah, an accident. Like, would you act this way if someone accidentally hit your, like dinged your car?
If they weren't offering at that moment to give me their insurance information and cover the damage,
well, I don't think
yes,
insurance.
I would be acting this way.
Oh, okay. So you're just kind of like overall just kind of a bitch all the time, just looking for something to complain about, and
This is the weirdest call I've ever received. You are calling me to not only tell me that you have vandalized my property, but it was an accident. You intended to vandalize someone else's property.
Yeah.
You're not calling to make amends to tell me you're going to re-turf my yard. You're calling to just say, hey, guess what? We did this.
If you happen
to catch me on your closed caption video camera, that's
you
what
mean
it
closed
was.
Circuit. Closed caption means there'd be words at the bottom of the video. So not only are you a bitch, but you're kind of stupid.
That's awesome.
Too.
This is the most confusing phone call I've ever received. Are you honest? I mean, what address were you headed for?
Well, I can't give other customers' addresses out. You could be an identity thief.
I feel like you absolutely can.
Well, just,
you
know,
me.
In a couple days, drive down the road and whichever one says whore in the front lawn.
Here's the other question. How did you get my phone number?
We looked on the database.
What database?
It's a reverse directory database. All the lawn care people have it. It's an industry thing. It's not a big deal. What are you laughing about?
Because I don't have a lawn care.
No, this is just it's a reverse directory database that lawn care people use.
Directory of what? How do you reverse?
Okay, well, the reverse would be the address. The address it's organized
by
the address.
There's no association between the address and this phone number in
Oh,
any
yes,
data.
There is, because otherwise how would I have called you? I know what I'm talking about. Like, we've been using this directory for years.
I feel you do.
It's for marketing.
I'm torn between options here. This is a fascinating conversation.
Well, for one thing, you should just believe me, because I know what I'm talking about. It's a reverse directory. It's used for marketing purposes.
I just don't feel like you know what you're talking about.
Why would I just make that up about a reverse directory existing?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing that you wouldn't have made up and done. If you were legitimately calling from a legitimate business in this neighborhood, knowing what this neighborhood is, you would not have used disparaging remarks about me.
Well, you were being kind of a bitch. What do you mean about what this neighborhood's
you're
like?
Absolutely incorrect.
No, that's an opinion. That's just an opinion. My opinion is
that
you were being kind of a bitch.
No. It was a statement based on your interaction with me that you immediately went to this terrible place when I'm so confused by a phone call.
Well, come on. I'm the type of person that would spray whore into someone's lawn and poison. It's not like I'm a Christian.
Okay, well, good luck not getting arrested. Have fun.
I'm not going to get arrested. She's cheating on me. The bitch is cheating.
The two things aren't similar at all.
Well, yeah, what's she going to do? Like, she's going to go to the police, say, hey, I was committing adultery, and he wrote a bad word in my lawn.
Yes, adultery is a moral offense.
Oh, no.
Vandalism is a legal offense.
You don't know what you're talking about. What do you think you are, a lawyer?
How do you know that I'm not?
Well, it sounds like you're not. Otherwise, you would have said, yes, I am a lawyer, as a matter of fact. So, nope.
Why would I tell you what I do for a living?
Well, it's not like I can't see it here.
I would say that right
it's
now.
Not like I can't see what you do for a living here in this reverse directory. It has everyone's occupation, so we know if they can afford our services.
That's fascinating. This is so... Anyway.
You think the lawn care industry is fascinating, how we market to people?
I think that you specifically are fascinating.
Aww.
And
well, thanks. You want to go out on a date?
Good luck. Bye-bye.
What? You're going to... What? She's just going to hang up on me after I asked her out? What a whore, you guys. I get up the courage to ask a girl out. She just hangs up on me. Anyway, I think I'm done with all of these. I've called, I'm not done. I'm definitely going to revisit this list later this week, maybe this weekend, because I would say only maybe half of them picked up today. So I definitely need to call a lot of these back. It's a pretty good list. Thank you, Roland, for putting this together. You caused me to get called a very interesting person, and you caused someone to call me a faggot. So just like that lady that I just talked to, I don't know how to feel about this, Roland.
Hey, Brad. It's Brad, the producer.
Hey, Brad.
I'm calling you from the Sea of Houston to report that I am still alive.
Oh, yay. Oh, wow, look at that. His phone number shows the... This is like the same area code that I've been pranking today, or that I started out in, anyway.
And as of an hour ago, I can confirm Nick from Nitco Construction, also still alive.
Woohoo!
However, if he's tied with him the last hour, I'm unaware.
Hmm.
I'm also unaware of Olga.
Oh, she's probably dead.
It's pretty much safe to assume she's probably dead.
Yeah, yeah. Rest in peace, Olga.
And, Chris Cornell, still dead as well.
Shit.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye, Brad, the producer. Thanks for the updates. Rest in peace, Olga. Oh, look, there's a Walmart message. I'm going to delete that one. Oh, look, there's another one. At least it makes my voicemails seem to go by faster because I get to delete half of them.
Hey, it's Riley Cheatham.
Hey.
I don't have anything interesting to say. I just love the show and I want to be a part of Snowplow history forever.
Aw. Well, now you are. You're officially going to live forever now in this show.
Greetings, Bradley Carter.
Hello.
You're always begging for money on the show, man.
Yep,
and,
that's
I got
me.
An idea for you. Fuck YouTube.
Aww.
Start streaming your stuff on Twitch, and you know, like, everybody...
You know, last time I streamed on Twitch with prank calls, or maybe the second to the last time, because I still do it occasionally, but they banned my account for 24 hours. I don't know what I did. They said it was for harassment. And I was being really nice on GTA that night. I wasn't harassing anyone. I was just, like, hanging out and being nice to people. And they blocked me for harassment for 24 hours. So I don't know if I trust Twitch to play prank calls on. They don't seem to approve of it.
And their brother has an Amazon Prime account. And they all come with that free Twitch subscription garbage. I don't know. I watch Twitch every now and then, but I never actually pay to watch Twitch.
Yeah, who would
do
that?
We could give you
Weird.
Money for free. Not even out of our pocket. On top of the schmeckles we already give you.
Aww.
So, like, if you start streaming on Twitch again and get it to where you can accept subscription.
Twitch.tv/phone losers. I stream, I don't know, maybe once a week, maybe once a month, just whenever I feel like it. And usually I'm just playing GTA and I'm not even talking into the microphone. I just stream me fucking with people, mostly.
And we'll all give you our free Amazon subscriptions.
Oh, yeah.
And Sunshine will have all kinds of money to send to you when you're in jail so you
yeah.
can buy stuff in the commissary.
That'll be nice.
And, yeah, that's it, man. Have a good day.
Can't wait for that.
And do not echo me.
Okay.
Just hang up.
I won't.
Have a great
not
day.
Not going to do it.
I love you. Hugs and kisses. Bye-bye. Hi, Sunshine.
Yeah, add me on Twitch, people. Maybe I'll set up this Amazon thing. And I'll just beg everyone to send me Amazon. I don't even know what he's talking about. Like, hey, what do they send me? Like, is everyone going to send me Amazon Prime or something? That'd be weird, maybe.
Brad, you need to do a show of just soundboards. You talked about it a while back, but you need to actually do it.
Yeah, maybe I'll make that a hobo-sode. Maybe I'll just do a couple soundboard calls.
Like, you should do one of those polls on Facebook and just have us submit our favorite soundboards and vote on them.
Oh, I wouldn't even be doing them myself? Or you mean vote on the soundboards that I would use?
And everyone go to gloryholefoundation.com on a like
yeah,
public
yeah. Everyone do that, especially if you're a kid.
Where everyone can see you. Just go to gloryholefoundation.
No, don't listen to this guy. He's being misleading. You don't want to go to that website.
Hey, Brad. It's Mr. Potato Head.
Hey, Mr. Potato Head.
The potato robber. The potato bandit.
Oh, no. You're losing me now. I like Mr. Potato Head.
I was just listening to the listener submitted phone call with the guy that had the complaint on Yelp or whatever.
Yeah.
Like a Pizza Hut thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And the guy sounds just like the guy from that classic Spessa beige boxing call.
Maybe he was.
I swear, if it's not the guy, it's his voice twin.
What beige boxing call?
Go back and listen to that one. It's the one where he's like talking to his friends and she goes, oh, I don't... this isn't an advice service.
Oh, that.
But go back and listen to that one. The guy sounds just like him. Wouldn't that be hilarious if it was, like, the same guy?
Yeah, maybe he really loves pizza.
I would enjoy it.
He probably, he probably stopped doing Domino's because of Spessa.
Pizza, are you calling for a delivery tonight?
Pickup?
Oh, okay.
What
would you like?
A personal pepperoni.
One of those little ones?
Yeah.
Well, that seems like a waste. Okay,
that's what I'm ordering, so it doesn't matter if it's a waste or not.
Well, I think it's a waste, but
well,
okay.
Well, that's your opinion. You're paid to take orders and make pizzas, not give your opinion.
Fuck you, okay?
Fuck you, too.
I'm not giving you a pizza.
Do Excuse me, let me talk to your manager.
No, why don't you go fucking go to the store and buy yourself.
Listen, bitch.
No ass wipe.
Give me your fucking manager.
No hemorrhoid face. Why don't you just
I'm
go
I'm coming down there and talk to your manager right
fuck
now,
off.
Bitch. Fuck off. Cunt.
Die.
Potato bandit. Signing out.
Potato bandit away. Hey, I actually have an email that I got last night, and I think it's from the guy that submitted the call from Pizza Hut that guy is referring to. Yeah, here it is. It's Joseph. Joseph says, that prank you played missed the whole point. A large pizza is 14 inches, not 16 inches. So yeah, it measures out to 14 inches because it was supposed to be 14 inches. And yeah, I totally didn't catch that, but the guy had his tape measure out and was measuring the pizza. And I guess he was trying to tell Pizza Hut that their larges are supposed to be 14 inches or 16 inches, not 14 inches. But now I know if I ever hear it again, and I'm too lazy to go compare it to the voice of that other guy. Maybe one of you can do that.
Hey, Brad, I don't know what it is. Pay you $50 a month. Drop it down to $5 a month. Try to stay away from your show. I don't know what it is. I must be addicted to your show. I don't know. Whatever.
Who's this?
I may just put it back up to $50 a month. It doesn't seem to matter what I do.
Thanks.
I just can't seem to get away from your show.
Yep, those subliminal messages, they're finally working. I said they wouldn't work, but they're working. They're fooling everyone. I think that was El Diablo. Thanks, El Diablo. Oh my God, stop posting so much on the Patreon. What the hell?
Hey, Brad, it's Nico.
Hey,
I'm just calling because I had a freaking awesome idea.
Holy shit.
I was doing some research online, and after watching some of the old pizza calls about when you pee on the doorknob, and I was thinking, like, what's a way to step that up? So I tried to find, like, if there's a sexually transmitted disease that actually could be present in the urine, and the gonorrhea apparently is the disease that could be doing that. So if you, like, it doesn't even necessarily have to be a pizza call, but it would be probably the best for the pizza call.
You know, I could just call up homeowners and say, hey, my mom said I had to apologize for peeing on your doorknob. I've done those calls before, but I never recorded them because we were just trying to fuck with someone.
You could just, like, say, you know, first of all, mention, you know.
Or I could call apartment managers and say, you know what, I was pissed because the rent was so much, so I went down there and I peed on the doorknob. And I just wanted to apologize for that.
That you have gonorrhea. And
what a great idea.
You know, somebody called you and said you should really apologize.
I only have a little bit of gonorrhea, so it's okay. You probably won't get it.
And you're sorry, but you peed all over the door and their doorknob.
Okay.
And they should clean it up, you know, because that's, you know, be careful because you could get gonorrhea. I think it'd be fun.
I don't know. I like the idea of doing the peeing on the doorknob thing again, but I kind of try to stay away from causing medical scares in people. You know, I don't want anyone to rush to the emergency room and get themselves checked for gonorrhea. Unless they actually did have gonorrhea, and then it'd be a good thing, you know? I gave them early detection with my prank call. But I remember those pizza calls we used to do when I did them on conferences, and we were all on the phone, especially Laugh Track Matt. That guy was a loose cannon, but we would all do it. We'd all be like, yeah, we put this in the pizza crust and you ate it. Or no, we'd say we put marijuana in the pizza. And you know, that'd freak people out because their kids had been eating the pizza. One of us would have to step in and be like, oh, just a prank call. Just kidding.
Even
don't call the police and the ambulance and all that.
Like, say it's like neighborhood calls where you could be like, oh, you left your trash cans out last Tuesday and I got really pissed off at you because you're bringing down the value of the neighborhood.
So I peed on
your
door.
So I peed all over your door and your doorknob.
Yep.
And
yep.
By the way,
we're on the same page, Nico.
Gonorrhea. So I'm just thinking that would be a really way to...
I could say I haven't had a gonorrhea flare up in years now, so you're probably okay.
Good way to step it up. And
does gonorrhea flare up? I don't
know. And just make it even more gross than even just peeing on the doorknob.
Yep.
Anyways, that's my thoughts for today. Hope you're having a good day, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye, Nico. I think that's a great idea. I'm putting it in my prank call idea list right now. Or actually, I'm putting it on the end of the apartment list. Sorry, I peed on your doorknob. That's what I'm writing. In fact, you know what? I'm going to call up an apartment place right now. I've still got Apocalypse's list here. It's got a shitload of numbers on it.
Thank you for calling. This is Holly. Can I help you?
Oh, hi, Holly. This is Roy. I'm a tenant here.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to call and apologize. This is kind of embarrassing, but it seemed funny at the time. Last night, I peed on the doorknob there to the office. So I'm just
okay.
Wanted to say I'm sorry. And if it was you that touched the door this morning,
Well, it wasn't.
Oh, who was it?
I don't know.
Would it be someone there? Someone else there in the office?
I have no clue.
Oh, well, it could have been you then, if you don't know.
Oh, it wasn't me.
Oh, maybe it's the maintenance guy.
Probably.
But it's not like I have gonorrhea or anything, so it's not completely gross.
It's still gross.
Well, it's not that gross. I mean, it's just pee. It's, like, sterile, you know? But I was drinking a lot last night, and I didn't feel like walking back up to the apartment, so I just peed on the doorknob, and me and my friends were laughing, and it seemed funny, but I realize now... Huh?
I said, you feel bad?
Yeah, I really do. I'm really sorry about this.
No, it's okay.
And I've only done it, like, 4 other times in the past, but that was definitely for real the last time.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye, right, Holly. Bye. I love you. Well, that didn't go how I was expecting. Let's try one more. What the hell, Miko? This isn't working at all.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling. This is Jenny. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Jenny. I'm a tenant here at the...
Yes.
And I wanted to call and apologize. This is kind of embarrassing, but... I peed on the doorknob to the office there last night, late last night. So, you know, whoever opened the door first, they probably got pee all over their hand.
Okay.
So I just wanted to call and say I'm sorry and it won't happen again. I was just kind of drunk last night and seemed funny at the time.
Okay.
Was it you?
You're a resident here at the property?
Yeah, I'm in building 8856. Was it you that opened the door first?
No, I don't believe so.
Oh, who was it?
I'm not sure.
I was hoping to find out.
I
wanted to see if it was the person that I hoped it was when I was drunk.
Oh, okay. It was intended for a certain person?
Well, maybe. I mean, you don't know who it was, though? Could you ask around if anyone smelled urine when they opened the door this morning?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay. All right. Well, could you tell everyone there I'm sorry?
Sure, I will do that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, real quick. Just stay on the phone. I'll listen. Or you could put me on speaker. You could put me on speaker, and I could apologize myself.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. I appreciate it, though. There's a lot of people in the office right now.
Well, yeah, but I won't curse or anything. You know, I'll use all the medical terms and stuff. But
no, it's okay. It's okay. I understand. I appreciate your apology. Have a good day, okay?
Well, I just so you know, it's not a big deal, because I haven't had gonorrhea. Okay. There we go, Nico. I did one. I did 2, actually, but I will definitely do more of those soon, you know, when I do more apartment calls, because that could be fun. It's been years since I've peed on anyone's doorknobs.
Hey, Brad. Been listening to you since 2012. Love your show. Absolutely love it.
Thanks.
I was just curious, have you ever thought of maybe taking a more serious approach to, like, a different show, like some of your other podcasts that you listen to?
Maybe.
Anyway, hope it makes sense. And, so long, Steve Dave.
I'm not totally sure what you mean. I guess you just mean like a non-comedy podcast. I don't know. What would I do? Talk about Trump or something? That sounds really boring. That would take away time from the Snowplow Show. Can't do that.
Hey, Brad. It's Box Drink calling in.
Hey, Box Drink.
Just listening to a show of yours, and a lady declared, I'm done. And to which I would have loved to hear you do something along the lines of, well, then should I poke a fork in you? And then you do the drum thing, and that's great. I think this is the same crazy woman that said, irregardless, and she was trying to sound very smart, but couldn't actually form a coherent sentence with subject-verb agreement. So, yeah, ding people on irregardless.
One of those people.
It's not a fucking word. It drives me up the wall when people say that. And also, yeah, poke a fork in me, I'm done.
I'm going to start saying that all the time. Irregardless of what you think. And what do you mean it's not a word? I just typed it into Google. There it is. There's the pronunciation. It's an adjective and an adverb. It's a word. You know, the human language, it's evolved to include irregardless. That's just the world you live in now. Irregardless of how you feel about it.
Brad.
Hey.
Oi, Brad. It's Stu here. And I'd like to ask you about the rent price, you could say.
I can't pay this month's rent, but I could give you 25% of it or something like that, and just, you know, just keep.
I do that every month for real with my land.
Arguing about the rent, keep saying I'm not going to be able to pay the rent at all, and get them really angry. Say only thing I can do is pay you in bitcoins.
Yeah,
a lot of people will be like really, 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 really annoyed. And bye bye.
All right, bye, knobby guy.
Hey, Brad, this is your kindergarten teacher.
Oh, my God.
Still hate you.
This is Ash.
But I have a call idea for you.
Okay.
You call up President Barack Obama.
Oh, my
as
God.
Donald Trump.
It's going to be great.
And you use the White House number and the caller ID.
Yeah.
So
what could go wrong?
Anyways, you tell him about all the weird dreams you've been having lately, where you can't breathe, and you wake up, and there's a lesbian dwarf crouching on your chest,
wow,
laughing at you.
I hate when
your
that happens.
Your pants are full of semen.
Damn, the old hag syndrome.
And this keeps happening. And anyways, I think that could be fun, but really, you only got one chance at this, so good luck.
Okay, I'm going to give it
later.
A try.
Bye.
I would do it right now, call up Obama, pretend I'm Trump, but I don't know, this show is going on kind of long, so maybe I'll just try to remember to do this prank on the next show.
Hey, Brad, it's Infected. I've just been listening to your most recent apartment call, and I wanted to throw back the, losing something, you left something behind. I don't know how in the world you can incorporate it, but if you could do more calls where you leave things behind, I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I could just do hotel
just,
rooms.
Just
call up hotels.
Probably be breaking the rules, so don't actually do it. But you could say that you discovered a cave, or your kid discovered a cave after, I don't know, the termite farm got loose and he was burning a hole through the floor or something, and then now your kid is down there and he's stopped answering his text messages or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Get the police involved. But maybe you could do something with the burning the hole in the floor.
You think that may get the police
Bye,
involved?
Brad.
And here's another one.
Hey, Brad, it's Infected again. I just thought of a great idea that you could incorporate for my last voicemail. Fidget spinners. How about your kid made a fidget spinner of his own, and if he was spinning it so fast that it went ahead and took part of the floor out.
Oh, yeah.
Or
yeah, that's how we discovered the caves.
We're spinning so fast that it caught fire, and then that's where the burning through the floor comes in.
Yep.
It's something with a fidget spinner. Maybe your kid was spinning them so
I gotta
fast
get with the times.
In both hands that he went out the window, and now you're looking for him outside. Just an idea.
Okay.
I thought it was funny. I'm at work, so I need to laugh.
It wasn't funny.
Bye,
it was awful. It was a terrible idea. It's the worst idea I've ever heard. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to put that on the list, too. My fidget spinner went so fast that it dented the floor, and that's how we noticed the hatch. That's what I'm writing. But I'm not going to put Infected's name in it. I'm just going to take credit for myself. I could say we were spinning it around with a power drill or something. Or no, we plugged it in, but we had upgraded our circuit breaker boxes because we needed extra lighting for the porn shoots and the grow house.
Hey, Brad, it's Crimson.
Hey, Crimson.
So we all know that you and Sunshine smoke weed.
No, we don't.
As we all know from that one show, you know, we hit the bubbles.
About? That's a sound effect. That's from the soundboard.
So we heard Sunshine talking about her dry mouth the whole time. Jeez Louise. But
really?
I was just wondering, what other drugs have you done in your life, Brad? You should just come out clean. You know, we're all your audience. We all love you.
I don't want the audience to know that I'm using all of their money just to buy drugs.
Curious what your drug experiences were, and you could tell us a crazy story or something if you want. And I encourage actually everybody listening to call into the voice.
Oh wow, yeah, that sounds really boring. Listen to everyone's drug story.
Tell us what drugs you've done, the crazy experience if you have one, or maybe a bad experience. Something, you know, we should all talk about our drug lives. Thank you, Brad.
Listen up, everyone. Don't do that. Nobody cares about your drug stories except for you.
Oh, shit.
Okay, that was a voicemail from Michigan. Thanks, Michigan person. And by the way, I don't do other drugs. I never have. I swear, never. Drugs are bad. I don't think I've ever even had a legitimate narcotics of any sort. And you want to hear something really crazy? I don't drink, hardly ever. The whole Four Loko thing, I mean, I know I was doing that a bunch back in 2013 and 2014. Or wait, no, I guess through the entire phone show. That was just part of the phone show, was getting drunk and doing a phone show. Like, I get people that send me emails and voicemails and stuff, and they're like, Brad, you sounded so much happier back in the day. back when you were doing the phone show and back in the early days of the snowplow show. And it seems like you just don't sound as happy as you used to. And, you know, that's because I'm not drinking alcohol during every show. I'm still happy. I'm just not happy.
Hey, Brad, could you please do another Hang Up the Phone show? That'd be great.
You do another Hang Up the Phone show.
Also, I'm not sure what the record is on the phone losers for longest fuckboy ever.
Oh, great.
But I'd like to throw my hat into the ring.
All right, here we go.
Fuckboy!
You didn't say so long. You forgot to say so long. What the hell? Bye. I feel like that should be our meditation noise. You know how, like, some people do the om thing? I've been hearing a lot of that on the Duncan Trussell Family Hour lately. That should be our thing, though. Like, at the end of every show, you guys can just meditate to someone saying fuckboy as long as they possibly can.
Hey there, Brad. It's Nippler.
Hey, Nippler.
I hope the audio quality isn't too bad. The hurricane is closing in, so my signal is kind of spotty right now.
Nah, it's good.
I just wanted to say, I think if you... Whenever you say you're digging a basement, it would be more believable if you explained that you dispose of the dirt some way.
Oh,
maybe by
through the toilet,
flushing it down the toilet, or pouring it down the sink and in the shower,
walking it over to the dumpster.
And you coincidentally,
or be like, did you notice that, like, over the past year, the elevation of the lawn has gone up slowly?
And you coincidentally need plumbing for everything in your house now.
Yep.
Just a thought.
Fucking dirt.
By the way, make those cactus playing cards a thing. That'd be fucking dope.
Okay, I'm gonna do it. I have had, like, I have a list of things that I want to have made, like merchandise type stuff to give you guys. I was making big lists of this stuff back when I first started the Patreon, and I was mailing stuff out every single month. And playing cards has been on there for a really long time. I'd really like to make some playing cards for phone losers. And if any of you want to design playing cards, you know, you just have to design the back cover part of it. You don't have to design each individual card. I've looked online and you can just order a deck of cards with a custom design on it, like Roy's Indian Casino or something. You know, just design something that looks like it goes on the back of a playing card. I'm sure one of you guys can do that. I doubt I can. I suck at design.
Brad, I just wanted to let you know that everything is okay.
Okay.
Everything's okay.
All right. Thanks.
Everything is going to be okay.
All right. You mentioned that. Good to know. Thank you for the voicemail. That seems like a good message to end the show on, just knowing that everything is going to be okay. All right, you guys, let's end the show with a little bit of meditation. I'd like everyone to close their eyes, get comfortable, maybe outstretch your hands onto your knees with your palms turned up, and everyone say it with me. Fuckboy. Fuckboy. Okay, I'm gonna stop. This is stupid. I thought I could meditate, but I don't feel relaxed at all. Fuck this shit. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm gonna end the show today with a song by Eric. And Eric says I played this on the show before, but I don't have any memory of doing this. Probably because of all the marijuanas I was smoking and all the narcotics and mushrooms and speed and ecstasy I was taking during that episode. But he did a metal version of Charlie Loves You, and it wasn't very long. He just did like a small portion of it. But the other day, he sent me a full version of it. It's like 2 minutes or so long. And that's what I'm playing on the end of today's show. This is Charlie Loves You. It's a song by Bone Cage, but this is a cover of it by Eric B. Thank you, FOD87, for this song. No thanks to Eric B, because he's not the sponsor. It's FOD87.
Hey Sue, I'm Charlie. I couldn't help but see you sitting here alone. Hey Sue, can I call you? Maybe we could plan our lives together on the telephone. Charlie, I met you at a bar.
confusing phone call I've ever received.